News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis has suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis requiring a high flow of oxygen and blood transfusions. Kane University history professor Christopher Bellito says it may be time for the 88-year-old Francis to step down.
I've often thought that when the time comes, he would resign. Of course, Benedict XVI opened the door to that, and Pope Francis said that this could now be a regular aspect of the papacy, that we shouldn't be surprised.
The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition. He is alert, sitting up in an armchair. There's been a deadly shootout at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania. Police say a gunman took some staffers at UPMC Memorial hostage, then fired at police, killing one officer and wounding two others before police killed him. WHPTV's Andrew Klein says three hospital staffers were also shot.
Six total people were hit by gunfire. Archangel Ortiz, the name of the man who came in to the hospital, they said this was targeted at the ICU specifically.
No patients were injured. Israel has yet to release 600 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the six hostages Hamas released today. Oliver McTernan is an expert on conflict mediation.
I think it complicates it unnecessarily. You need to keep the process going. I think the next step would be the Palestinian prisoners are released as soon as possible. You need to keep the momentum.
Israel says it will not release the prisoners until Hamas ends what Israel calls the humiliating ceremonies it holds when it hands over hostages. Elon Musk has sent emails to all federal workers asking them to list the work they did last week or resign. President Trump praised Musk during his speech to the Conservative Political Action Conference today.
President Trump reveled.
We're removing all of the unnecessary, incompetent, and corrupt bureaucrats.
But some of the firings have caused backlash, including in Deep Red, Oklahoma, where Tulsa Congressman Kevin Hearn held a town hall and some in attendance spoke out.
Will you call Elon Musk in to testify?
My concern right now, and I think I speak for a lot of Americans, is Elon.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
CBS's Errol Barnett reports the measles outbreak in West Texas may be spreading.
There are 90 reported cases of measles in rural West Texas right now, and we can report that New Mexico has reported 9 cases. But health officials in both states say there's still no evidence yet that these two are connected. The epicenter is in Gaines County, where there are nearly 60 cases. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention said there have been 3 outbreaks reported so far this year.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's a new list of the most expensive cities when it comes to keeping warm. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
The cities where a cold snap burns a bigger hole through homeowners' wallets, making it more expensive to stay warm during the winter, are found in a report from HomeGnome.com.
We looked at the energy costs, the lack of energy efficiency in the homes, the size of the home, the number of cold days, the heating degree days, and the age of the homes.
HomeGnome editor Jeff Herman says if you live in these areas, you're paying the most.
Ohio, Missouri, in Michigan, the upper Midwest to Midwest area.
And the top 5 most expensive cities to heat a home.
Cleveland's number 1, Dayton number 2, Independence, Missouri 3, St. Joseph, Missouri 4, and Flint, Michigan number 5.
Surveyed were nearly 500 of the biggest U.S. cities. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot, $215 million. That would cover a few heating bills. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low around 20. And for tomorrow, a partly sunny sky and warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Temps jump up into the 40s through the next week, staying warm with a few rain showers around. Currently, it's 26.
For walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Why?
to having someone to lean on. And I'm lost, baby, I'm lost.
Something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Get around.
jump for joy. Pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You've not seen nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You've not seen nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide them all. Gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Town Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
W-R-J-N. Oh!
I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
She knows how to use it, my baby love. takes, and she knows how to use it. Our baby loves, our baby loves love.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bye. your mind. Sets and compliments the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments meaningless bounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Bye.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Thank you.
big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down by 400 years. I want to do. I've got love enough to do, but I'll never use a girl.